Yeah, here we go now, baby. We are right back into the action for another day of the week. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Before You Bet right here on the Covers YouTube channel. So yours truly coming off of another winning day, 2-1 with my picks here yesterday. Now on a 21-6 run since last Monday. So going to try to keep that rolling today. And today is no ordinary day, opening day in Major League Baseball. Between John and I, we have four bets for Major League Baseball, and I believe five in the NBA. So let's bring in our guy, John. John Mettler, how are we making out today?
Not as good as you. I didn't have a good night yesterday. Betting went over to Brooke Lopez, player of the game. We had the under, so not great on that front, but we move. The sports betting, you just make the next play. So that's how it works.
Time to bounce back. We live to bet another day. That day is today. Okay, let's get right into the action. So opening day, you know, we're all excited. You don't want to go too crazy with the bets. I have three. You know, a lot of the stuff, you're often going off stats from last season. Stuff doesn't always carry over, but we got to have some fun here. It's opening day. So let's get into my three bets here for Major League Baseball. I'm going to go rapid fire style on these. We're going to start things off in Toronto. Representing the Blue Jays here, the vibes are low for Blue Jays fans. Maybe we can get them going. Maybe not today, because I'm kind of going against some hitting prop here. The Orioles catcher, Adley Rutschman, going to take him to go over his hits, runs, and RBI number. I love this prop type. You're going to see a lot of these from me this season. Over 1.5 coming in at -120. So pretty simple logic for this one. Jose Barrios on the bump there for the Blue Jays. Starting the season for them. He owns Barrios. 22 career at-bats. He has a .591 average against him. Three home runs. OPS of 1716. Just crushes him. He destroys the Blue Jays in general. Last season had an OPS of over 1,000 against him with five home runs. Specific to hitting in this ballpark, in his career, he has over 100 at-bats at Rogers Center and an OPS close to 900. So Rutschman over 1.5 hits plus runs plus RBIs. Let's get into some pitching props. We're going to go down to Boston. But the Texas Rangers are in town. I'm going to fade Ranger starter Nate. They're not so great. Eovaldi going to take his under on his total out numbers. I think this is too high, and I especially like this at +110 odds. So he only threw 27 pitches in his last spring training start. I don't know, maybe that was by design, but going from 27 to into the 90s, which he'll probably have to get to if he wants to go over this number, 16.5, doesn't seem like it makes a whole lot of sense. So we have that. And he wasn't as good on the road last season. He had an ERA over 4, and he has not been good against the Boston Red Sox. I know we spent a couple seasons there, but last couple times out has not gone well. He was rocked for 5 earned runs in a game against them last season. He only recorded 15 outs in that game. 9 career starts versus Boston. ERA over 5 in those games. Now, some of these games are going back many seasons, so you kind of do have to take that with a grain of salt. But versus current Red Sox hitters, they combined for an OPS over 1,000 against him and 70 combined ABs. And I don't know, not exactly ideal pitching conditions in Boston. It's not the middle of the summer. It's late March. Could be a little cold out there. So maybe not the best situation for him making his season debut. Probably won't pitch him into the ground. And next up, we go to Los Angeles, the defending World Series champions, making their home opener. One of their shiny new toys on the bump, Blake Snell. Seems like a low number. You look, why is this at 14.5? I'm taking the under on it. Allow me to tell you why. So he last appeared in a game about 11 days ago. That was an exhibition game in Japan. He only had two previous starts in spring training prior to that. So maybe not, fully stretched out here. Dodgers did have that abbreviated spring training because they were in Japan. So that's one part of it. But I think the bigger part of it is that he often gets off to slow starts, horrendous starts in some cases. He needs some time to get going here. So last season, it took him 6 starts to reach the 15 out mark in a game. And he also has not topped this number in his first start of a season in five straight seasons. Snell is a very slow starter. Keep that in mind for your fantasy leagues. He gets off to a slow start. Maybe your buddy has him. Put in a trade request for him, potentially. A little bit of fantasy advice for you here on Before You Bet Today. Okay, so those are my three bets for Major League Baseball. John's going to be coming with these home run props. He loves to bet these. Who are you betting on opening day here, John?
I go Tristan Casas, plus 520 to hit a home run. I just double-checked. I got to correct you here. The Boston Red Sox-Texas Rangers game is in Texas. It's not in Boston. Because I was like, did I mess this up? Because I didn't want to play like a cold weather game for a home run. So this is at Globe Life Field in Texas.
Okay, my bad.
Yeah, it is a retractable roof. So I don't know if the roof is open, but 78 degrees there. If it is open, it might be open. So that was kind of, when you're looking at these home run props early in the year, that's kind of the hard part, especially opening day. Everyone's throwing their ace. So it's like not a great, everyone's excited. You want to bet home run props. Not the best day to do one because it's a lot of cold weather, a lot of good starting pitchers. But you were saying Nathan Eovaldi, I don't think he had the best spring training. Like, even you look at the home run numbers from last year, he gave up 23, 12 to lefties. Casas is a lefty. And he also, like, he hit 13 last year. 10 of his 13 were against right-handed pitchers. So you kind of feel like the matchups play there for Casas. Plus 520, the projections have this about plus 375. So you have a good edge. It's the Spurs home run prop of the year. We're going with Tristan Casas, plus 520.
Okay, yeah, so my bet on that one. I thought the game was in Boston. Still, though, the majority of the reasons why I like Eovaldi to go under that number of 16.5 do stand. So I am sticking with that bet. I do especially like that at plus money odds. Okay, let's go to the NBA here. A topic I want to throw at you, LeBron James and Stephen A. We're going to discuss that, but let's get into our best bets first. We have Hawks, Heat getting after it. You have a prop that you like for this game.
Yeah, I go on Yeka Okongwu over 14.5 points, minus 108. So the Miami Heat, like the second half of the season here, they're starting that double big lineup of Bam Adebayo, Khalil Ware. Okongwu's really the only like big on the Hawks roster. They play pretty small. Clint Capella's out for 3 to 4 weeks. So you would just think from like a minutes perspective, Okongwu's got to be on the floor. Like, he's only 6'9". He's kind of an undersized center. So that is kind of like a matchup problem for them tonight. But you would think he has to be on the floor for, you know, more minutes than what he's typically projected for. The other thing, too, is he's a good three-point shooter, and he's a good shooter, and Trae Young kind of sets him up in that way. So you think he'd be trying to pull that rim protection out with his shooting and with that spacing. So 14.5, I just feel like this is a little too low considering you should get all the minutes that you would need from Okongwu in this spot. Also a very important game for both teams. They're very close to each other in like that play-in spot. The Atlanta Hawks have like a 4-game lead, but you want to maintain that. So this is very like for both teams. And the Hawks are off. They play today. They're off Friday and Saturday, so they can push their starters too. So I'm going to Okongwu over 14.5 points.
Okay, next up, let's go to Utah. The Houston Rockets in town. You got to find a way to fade the Utah Jazz. I'm going to go back to the well on one I played earlier in the week. I'm going to take them to go under their team total, 107.5. Might not take a lot of convincing, but we break these bets down on the show. So that's what I'll do. So major strength versus major weakness. Last 10 games, fifth in defensive rating for the Rockets versus last in offensive rating for the Utah Jazz. The Jazz have stayed under this number in five of their last six games. Now they're going up against a really strong defense. They stayed under 100 in three of their last six games as well. Top scorer, Lauri Markkanen, out of the lineup for conditioning reasons. Conditioning with, what are we, 70 games into the season? He's having conditioning issues. These tanking teams just inventing new reasons to keep guys out of the lineup. Jordan Clarkson will sit as well. So what is the game situation here for the Rockets? You always have to measure this. Is a good team going to play down to a bad team? I don't think they're going to be playing down in this situation. So they were off yesterday. They are off Sunday. And they still can be caught in the Western Conference standings. They have their number second place in the West right now. But the Nuggets and maybe even the Lakers have potential to catch them. And they have an insanely difficult schedule to close out the season. They cannot take this Jazz team lightly. They must win this game. And the Jazz beat them last time these teams played, about 5 weeks ago, I think it was. So I don't think they're going to take them lightly. I think they're going to look to smash them. They get a couple days off after this game. They can't afford to lose a game like this with the tough schedule they do have coming up. So we'll take the Jazz to go under their team total, 107.5. And there's a prop you like for this game, John.
Yeah, I'm going to go Fred VanVleet over 5.5 assists plus 125. We just played VanVleet the other day. He didn't get there. He had three dimes, but it was on 10 potential assists. So the potential assists still kind of there for him. You'd like that number to be just a little bit higher, but it's nice to see, because you don't really know when you're watching the game. You're like, okay, he has three dimes. Not great. We need six to win this. But once you see 10 potential assists, you're like, okay, teammates didn't make shots. And then you look at the matchup and you're like, well, in this matchup against the Utah Jazz, his teammates should be able to make the shots. The defensive matchups are not tough. The majority of the assists go to Alperen Şengün. You think Şengün should be able to finish around the rim against the Jazz. The Jazz are just a terrible defense. The Jazz don't want to win. I think, Joe, you highlighted really good too. The Rockets can't afford to like just give away a game like this. They need to win this game. And if this was the front end of a back-to-back, you know, maybe you're a little concerned that Fred VanVleet and his minutes get dialed back just a little bit because you have to play tomorrow. But the Rockets are off Friday and Saturday. They don't play till Sunday. So this is a game where they could step on the gas. They could play their starters. Make sure you win it. You shouldn't really be looking to dial back the minutes of the starters. So even though there is blowout potential, I do feel like the spot in the schedule where it falls, and like you said, they beat them last time out, I feel like the minutes should still be there for someone like Fred VanVleet. So I'm going to go over 5.5 assists.
Okay, next up, Blazers, Kings, getting after it. I have two bets for this game. Let's start with the spread. I'm going to take the underdog. Hoof, 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 hoof. Give me the Blazers here. Plus six. Where are you getting this number from? Plus six. The Kings are playing really bad basketball right now. They're ranked 28th in net rating over the last 10 games. Now, Portland's not exactly lighting it up, but they have played a similar strength of schedule in the span, and they come out in at 19th in net rating in that span, playing much better on the defensive end. I do think that they do have more options to score here as well. So Portland has won the last two games between these teams this season. They were off yesterday. They are off until Sunday. Meanwhile, third game in four nights for Sacramento. So I'm going to take Portland to give them a game, maybe even win outright, but at the very least keep this one within 6 points. And I have a prop for this game. Denny Avdija. How'd I say that? Good?
Good, yeah.
We were practicing before the show. Over 1.5 threes made. Now you might look at the odds and say minus 165. Come on, Joe. We want an SGP. We don't want a minus 165 bet. This is probably the highest juice I've given out in a very long time here on the show. I'm just betting this bet 1.65 units to win one. Some of you guys, you know, your parlay better. I think this would make an excellent leg for your parlay tonight if you are a parlay better, because this has hit in 8 straight games. His volume is way up in the span from three-point land. So in that 8-game span, he's averaging 7.1 three-point attempts. He was only at 4.1 in all of February. So that's one part of why I like this bet. The second part, over the last 10 games, guess which team in the NBA is allowing the most three-pointers per game? Yes, indeed, it is his opponent tonight, the Sacramento Kings. We're allowing an opponent three-point percentage of 46.6% over a 10-game span. You know how bad that is? Dead last, his last two games against them, the games that the Blazers won, he hit 6 combined threes, so at least 2 threes for a guy here tonight. Those are my bets. You have an SGP that you have cooked up, a very juicy one. What do you have for us?
Yeah, I'm going to the Hawks Heat game. So I'm going to go Trae Young, 12-plus assists, Onyeka Okongwu, who I like for the over. I'm going to go 20-plus points. I'm going to go Hawks money line. So like I was kind of saying, I think this plays across the board for all their props, where they are off 2 days after this. They don't play till Sunday. And then the Hawks also, this is a very meaningful game from a standings standpoint. I know they're not at the top of the standings, but where they fall, you know, the Hawks are the 7 seed. You want to maintain that as the play-in team. You want to be, you know, that 7-8 and then also host the game. And the Heat, same division too. So I feel like there's an opportunity to push minutes. And then you just look at Trae Young. He's averaging, I think, about like 19 potential assists in multiple games against the Heat this year. So you like that. And if he's going to go 12-plus assists, this is going to work really in tandem. Like if Onyeka Okongwu is going to score 20-plus points, Trae Young is probably going to have 12-plus assists because Trae Young is going to set up those shots for him. And that means Okongwu is knocking down three-pointers or he's knocking down jump shots and stuff like that. So I feel like these two props really, really work together. And if you're getting 12-plus assists from Trae Young and 20-plus points from Okongwu, probably a good path to a money line here for the Hawks as well. They're a two-point dog, but I'm going to slam this all together, plus 863. I just think the matchups really play for these two players to have a big game, so we're going to go after it.
Okay, there you have it, our best bets. I want to weigh in on this big news story in sports and sports media over the past 24 hours or so, LeBron James versus Stephen A. Smith. So first of all, LeBron, that interview on the Pat McAfee show, I think they sat down for close to an hour. That was a fantastic interview. Pat McAfee and the team there, they did a great job like that. You know, we often see professional athletes being very guarded, not revealing a lot of information. That was not the case for LeBron, probably the biggest athlete of the last, 20 years or so in all of sports. I especially like the stuff he had to say about his relationship with Michael Jordan. Now, LeBron, a lot of the stuff, it can be cringy, it can be overproduced, but I do think a lot of the treatment of LeBron over the years, it's so unfair, and there's such a ridiculous double standard. Like, if LeBron comes out and criticizes somebody, there's always pushback, whereas if Kobe did that, or Michael Jordan did that, oh, this guy is such an incredible killer. So one of the big things that came out of the interview with McAfee is LeBron went in on Stephen A, kind of mocking Stephen A. We all know they had that confrontation in Los Angeles. And LeBron did the thing about Stephen A basically went on a little bit of a tour afterwards to, like, he really leaned into that. And, you know, maybe he should have leaned into it at the time. But Stephen A comes out afterwards, and he's come out this morning. Stephen A. Smith, who I'm a fan of LeBron too, but I think Stephen A is coming off as extremely soft and extremely petty. Extremely soft for the reason of he is perhaps of all the people in sports media, the most critical of these guys, often throwing out the words complete and total disgrace. He should be ashamed of himself. He's doing stuff like that. And sometimes it is just for theatrics, but occasionally you do have to accept that you're going to get pushback, especially when you're face to face with these athletes. So that's going to happen sometimes, and also extremely petty. For some reason, he starts bringing up the GOAT debate again, talking about LeBron in the 2011 finals when he was with the Heat and they got embarrassed versus the Mavs. Now he's coming out this morning talking about how LeBron didn't attend the memorial service for Kobe Bryant. And Stephen A knows why, but he's not going to tell anyone. So I do think he just has to take the L on this. Like, he did lean into that, and that's kind of what you do when you're someone of that character in media. You do want to bring attention to yourself. But if he keeps doubling down, it's not going to go well. I think this is something that could have permanent damage to his reputation. And he could start to lose a lot of respect with a lot of professional athletes. So I think he has to take the L, stop doubling down, because he got embarrassed by LeBron. And LeBron sharing that clip of Stephen A throwing punches on the heavy bag or the mitts there. It's just not a good look. It's getting embarrassing for Stephen A. He should take a step back. Any thought? And then LeBron, he tips that ball in with, like, what, a point second left. What a day for LeBron. Any thoughts on this silly feud here in sports media, John?
I gotta be honest, I don't really follow Stephen A. I don't really follow what he says, just because I don't think he watches much basketball, and I don't really think he gives good takes and stuff. I think obviously he watches, like, probably the Lakers and stuff, but when you try to listen to him break down, like, the Orlando Magic or those other teams, I just don't think he, or the Pistons or, like, something like that, I don't think he really follows the NBA completely. So I just don't really listen to his analysis, to be completely honest. In terms of the confrontation between him and LeBron, I thought it was really, when he, like, the next day, he's like, you know, I don't want to talk about it. I really wish I didn't have to, but everyone saw it. Like, obviously he knows what he was doing. He's trying to push content. He's trying to get impressions. He had this, was given this opportunity where he could go and do all these media spots and stuff like that. LeBron, I thought it was a really good, you don't really see LeBron giving, like, candid interviews ever. And, like, Pat McAfee, they did kind of, I watched it. McAfee, like, he did kind of have to dance around that, right? Because Stephen A is ESPN. They're all ESPN. They're kind of employees. So you could tell it was, like, kind of getting a little awkward. Like, obviously McAfee doesn't want to dunk on Stephen A as well, but didn't Stephen A come out and say if LeBron put hands on him, he would have punched him back or something like that?
Like, why even put that out there? Because then LeBron, that's what incited LeBron to show the clip on Instagram of Stephen A throwing punches. He had, like, a boxing trainer or whatever. Just completely and totally embarrassing. Why even put that out there, you know?
Then Bronny James put, like, a cap, like, on top of it, say, like, that's a lie. You would never do that. And then did you see, so LeBron, I think all the Lakers players, like every single player, liked that post and stuff. They're like, hey, Stephen A might be bringing the Lakers together here. Team chemistry. They're all backing LeBron and stuff. So I don't know. That was a kind of, I thought the interview was great that he did and stuff. That was pretty cool. You don't really see LeBron talk too much.
Yeah, I like Stephen A. I think he's very good at what he does. I do think he does typically lean into the right stuff. He plays the hits. You know, he's not going to be on there breaking down Thunder and Cavs. He's going to be on there talking about Lakers and the Knicks and, you know, the high drama stuff in the NBA. But he's fighting a losing battle, and I do think it is getting embarrassing for him. And I just laughed at the result of because he's probably licking his lips if the Lakers were to lose that game against the Pacers. He was probably ready to dunk on LeBron and the Lakers, right? That was not the case. So a very dramatic must need it win for the Lakers last night. Okay, let's recap the bets here and get you guys on your way. Rutschman over 1.5 hits plus runs plus RBIs minus 120. Eovaldi pitching at home going to take under 16.5 outs. Blake Snell under 14.5 outs. Jazz team total. Geez, heavy day here. Under 107.5. Blazers plus 6. And Avdija over 1.5 threes. John, what do you have here?
I'm going Onyeka Okongwu over 14.5 points. Fred VanVleet over 5.5 assists. Tristan Kostas home run for the Boston Red Sox against the Texas Rangers. We're going SGP, Hawks, Heat, Trae Young, 12-plus assists. Onyeka Okongwu, 20-plus points, and Atlanta Hawks money line.
Okay, going to be right back with you guys tomorrow. Before you bet is your daily home for Major League Baseball and NBA picks. If you're looking for March Madness, let's not forget the Sweet 16 getting underway here. We do have a video up, our college basketball betting analysts were fantastic the first weekend of March Madness. Video is up on the Covers YouTube channel in the video section. Make sure you check that out to see what the fellows are on today. And then for tomorrow, that video will be up later on this evening. Okay, opening day, a couple hours away. Guys, enjoy all the games tonight. Best of luck with your bets, and we'll catch you again tomorrow. Have a good day.